Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we all take a trip down memory lane when we think back of the past. Years and decades seem like yesterday, and tomorrow seems like it's going to be far away, or the end of the week or the end of the year, but we know that time flies by. And I couldn't have imagined when I was in my 40s, and my mentor, who I had known for many, many, many years, turned to me one day and said, "What you need to do is you need to teach people how to do business." And I said, "Huh? I don't know how to do that." And he said, "Here's a name. Here's a person. Her husband just died. They have business interests. She doesn't know what to do with it. She'll hire you just because. Just because I say so." And, of course, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I didn't have a lot of understanding what to do. But my mentor had faith in me, and so did the person who was kind enough to engage me to solve her problems. I couldn't have imagined on that day that I met her that 25-plus years later I would be working with people all over the country, high-powered CEOs, people who were doing millions of dollars in business, people who might be doing a million, or people who were struggling. I couldn't have imagined it. It wouldn't have been possible. I would have said, that's not going to happen. But the years did unfold, and so did the business. And today, I work with people from New York to California in all types of businesses, in all different sizes of business, and I truly enjoy it. And I also, you can't imagine the stories I've heard over the years from CEOs, presidents, and business owners, the problems that I've had to deal with, the problems they had to deal with, and coming up with a solution that would help them be comfortable and help them prosper. And then when I analyze exactly why do they have this problem? What's common here? What's common between a construction company, a software company, an education company, and so on and so on and so on? There is something in common. Their problems aren't always the problem. Every problem that a business has, every single one, relates back to a person, not to the problem. If we really analyze it and we really look at it and we dig in, someone didn't do something they should have. Someone didn't have the right perspective. Someone didn't have the right training. Someone didn't have the right understanding. It's all about people. It's not about the problem. When you're looking at the problem, you can't solve the problem because the problem only exists because of people. So you have to really break it down and you have to say, why is this happening? It's happening because someone didn't perform. Someone didn't understand. Someone didn't have the knowledge. And once you understand that if you have the right people doing the right things at the right time, you don't have any problems. Now, it's not realistic to think that you'll never have a problem in business, but they're solvable. And they're solvable because you've surrounded yourself with the right people. People who understand that a problem is an opportunity to get something done. People who don't create problems for you. Customers that you can work with or clients that you can work with, not the customer or client who's going to always create a challenge for you, who's going to be unreasonable. That's why we sell. We sell to grow. We sell to make a profit, but we sell so that we can work with the kind of people we want to work with, the kind of people that are good people to work with, that are repeat business, that will be part of our work. They'll be working with us. They'll not be working against us. They will play fair. They'll let us make a profit while we help them make a profit. You see, everything comes down to people, take your problems, analyze them, see where the disconnect is, see who's not getting the job done, and do what's necessary to either educate them, have someone else take care of it, move them along and give them the opportunity to do another job, and then go on to the next problem. And keep in mind, who is the biggest problem maker in your business? Think about it. It's you. Because you set the tone. You set the strategy. You hire the people, or if you don't hire them, at least you approve them being hired. You do the business plan. So if things are not going well, the first person that you want to look at, the first person, of course, is yourself. How you perform will create the culture, the tone of the business, the profit of the business, the success of the business. And, of course, it does sound like it's a burden because it's on you, but not really, because this is what you live for. This is what you enjoy doing. This is who you are. So always remember, every problem that you have comes down to a people problem. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.